From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Monday, March 10th. Drivers traveling through intersections in Chico will soon need to take another look at many of the city's yield signs. As NSPR's Eric Adams tells us, that's because many of them will soon be changed out with stop signs.
19 yield signs will be replaced in Chico. Wyatt West is the Public Works Project Manager for the city. He says while yield signs can allow better flow of traffic, they can sometimes create more dangerous traffic conditions than having drivers come to a full stop.
And that just comes from inattentiveness of people just accustomed to slowing down but not really taking that caution to really stop and take a look. We know that there were a higher incidence of collisions, so for that reason alone, it kind of just makes sense.
Most of the yield signs being replaced with stops are located downtown near Chico State's campus. Some new signs will also be put up in Northeast Chico. West said the signs should all be installed by late April. In Chico, I'm Eric Adams.
In other news, honeybee populations are below average this year, and that could be a problem for local almond producers. NSPR's Ken Duvall has more.
Bees are important pollinators for orchard crops like almonds. Even though they're resilient, bee populations have seriously declined throughout the nation in recent years. This is bad news for many farmers because fewer bees can mean smaller yields. According to reporting by the Chico Enterprise Record, more than half of beekeepers in Butte County say their colonies are smaller this year. The good news is that they're bigger than last year. The bad news is that fewer bees at all can mean smaller crop yields. Researchers aren't sure why honeybee mortality is so high, but they think parasites, pathogens, poor nutrition, pesticides, and fungal infections may all play a part. Weather is also a factor. Bees stay in their hives when it's windy, rainy, or cold. Producers say they won't know what yields will be until spring. For NSPR News, I'm Kendall Ball.
And did you know if your car gets towed in California and you don't claim it, the DMV can pocket any profits after it's sold? Even though owners are entitled to this money, the DMV doesn't have to notify them. And the agency has brought in millions off of these kinds of sales. That's according to a new investigation from our partner, CalMatters. Veronda Lyons has the details.
State records show the DMV has brought in more than $8 million in profits from car auctions since 2016. The cars that get sold and the profits from the sales run the gamut. A 2014 Chrysler 300 brought in $1,300 and a Lamborghini Murcielago Roadster added almost $100,000 to the DMV's coffers. The owners of these cars and many others could still get their money back. Californians can claim these profits for up to 3 years after their car is sold. But the money doesn't show up in unclaimed property searches, and there's currently no easy way for people to track it down. That's why CalMatters built a tool that allows people to search their VIN or license plate numbers to find out if the DMV owes them money.
That was CalMatters' Baronda Lyons. Also, Chico Marketplace is accepting donations of formal wear for high school students. The clothes will go to the annual Cinderella's Closet prom wear giveaway at the end of the month. Cinderella's Closet is in its 19th year. New or slightly used formal wear, shoes, and accessories for men and women will be accepted until March 24th. Donations are accepted Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. at the Chico Marketplace Management Office in the mall or the California Teachers Association office on East Avenue. The event will be March 29th and 30th from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. in the storefront across from American Eagle. All high schoolers are welcome, and a DJ will provide live musical entertainment. And multiple federal agency locations in the North State are part of a long list of leases being terminated. That's according to the Reading Record Searchlight. The list, which is on the Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE's website, includes leases for agencies based in Chico, Reading, Mount Shasta, Weaverville, and Yreka. The leases are for agencies like the Small Business Administration, the Bureau of Indian Affairs, the U.S. Forest Service, the Bureau of Reclamation, and the Natural Resources Conservation Service. According to DOGE's estimations, the North State leases together cost about $500,000 annually. The Bureau of Indian Affairs told NSPR that offices remain open, and the Department of Interior is working with the General Services Administration to ensure facilities will be accessible. Other agencies have not responded to NSPR's request for comment. And those were your headlines for Monday, March 10th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, you can visit our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.